D. A Japanese viewpoint.
Uniforms make people look better, well-educated, cultured, sophisticated, professional, authoritative, respectable, protected, and secure. Moreover, except in the case of a uniform for prisoners, whatever functions it has, a uniform must best serve the person who wears it. Having said that, schoolgirls wearing a skirt in winter, especially in cold and snowy areas, looks unhealthy, painful, and even disgraceful. I have seen many high school girls shivering from the cold, rubbing and blowing on their hands to try to get warm in railway stations. They look pale and like they will quickly catch cold. In Japanese schools, gender equality or gender-free education has been promoted for years. Many attempts have been made in classrooms at elementary and middle schools. They have stopped calling students' names with honorific words by their sex. Teachers used to call a male student Kobayashi-kun and a female student Kobayashi-san. Now both are called Kobayashi-san. Seats are arranged to mix male and female students to avoid making too large groups of only male or only female students. In spite of those attempts, little attention has been paid to the uniform issue. Nowadays, men and women, especially young people, wear very similar clothes. They wear the same types of jeans and jackets, etc. You may fail to tell the sex of people walking past you on the street until you see their faces. The hairstyles are becoming more similar, too. Both boys and girls dye their hair the same and wear similar hats or caps. They wear the same type of shoes or boots and carry similar bags or purses. If the government wants to promote a gender-free education, why are school uniforms excluded from that campaign? Isn't a unisex uniform possible? Are there any designers who have tried to develop a school uniform that makes both male and female students comfortable in any season? Shouldn't we let female students wear slacks in winter? School uniforms may be the last stronghold of a tradition which expected men and women to look differently and play different roles in society. The more visible unisex young people become in society, the more strongly it seems that school authorities try to maintain the present uniform that clearly distinguishes male and female students.